Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is "The neighbor had sex in my house."
Yeah,
don't well, you have a man?
I don't know how the hell you got a hold to the email from prison cell.
What?
Whoever typed right, this letter, because that's where I am at this point. So
okay,
I don't
yeah.
even know how I was able to send the email what? Out from county.
The neighbor had sex in my house. But right now, we'll get into that because right now it's time for today's prank phone call. Tommy's out. Junior's in for the nephew. What you got, Junior? Let's go.
All right. This is something Carla can identify with.
What you
the
got?
Prank for okay. today mm-hmm. is bottom of the pyramid.
Woo, cheer mom. We don't play.
Bottom of the pyramid. Run it, cat.
Hello?
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 Yeah, can you hear me? I'm trying to reach Angela. Angela.
Hang on just a second. Let me count it down. Okay, hi. Who are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to reach Angela. Is this Angela?
Oh, yeah, this is she.
Hi, Angela. This is Chip. Chip, I'm the new camp director for the cheerleading camp for the summer.
Oh, hi, Chip. What can I do for you?
Just wanted to give you a courtesy call. Your daughter, you got her signed up for 4 weeks with the camp, right?
Yep, for June. Okay. Yep.
This is you guys' third year being a part of the camp?
Yep, and she's really excited. She loves coming to the camp, and we think it's a great thing for her to be involved in. What's up?
Okay, you guys just finished the whole cheerleading season, too. Am I right? The competition season?
Yes, just coming off of that.
Right. Okay. Well, we're getting ready for the summer, and everybody's excited about coming out and being a part of what's going on. So here's what I wanted to give you a little bit. Like I said, I'm the new camp director. I was just starting this job. I got a few notes that were given to me about. So I wanted to give you a call and see if I could talk to you about it.
A few notes given to you about.
Yeah, just a couple of notes. I don't think it's anything that we can't make sure is okay.
What kind of notes?
Well, it's been brought to my attention that some of the parents whose daughters are out there as well. They're going to be there this summer. A little concerned uh-huh. about her being on top of the pyramid, that she's is a little heavy. Should she?
Hold. You calling me about some other parents and said about how big my child is or how much my child weighs? Is that what you're calling me about?
What I wanted to let you know is we're going to put as a base.
You ain't finna put no base. I done already paid my money. And what you say your name is? Chip? And how long have you been the director? Because I was just up there 2 weeks ago, and they told me that she was going to be in the same position that she was last year, because that is what worked. That's the formation that worked. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Supposedly some of the girls are complaining that she's too heavy to hold up. So that seems to be the problem in there. They're not getting a strong enough pyramid. And I'm going
now,
to take
wait a
look
minute. Wait a minute. I know well she ain't the biggest one out there. Have you been out there? My child is not the biggest child out there. When did you start? Because obviously you have not seen these cheerleaders. It is some baby sumos out there.
Okay, hang on a second. Angela, I want you to calm down a bit.
Nobody finna calm down, because I done already paid my money, and this that I be talking about. What parents? What parents done said something? Is it Carrie?
Ma'am, I'm not gonna state who it is, but let's just say it was several.
These parents that's got something to say about my child and her position on the cheerleading squad? Because if you ain't finna fuck up no names, then I don't understand what you calling me about. I tell you one thing: when she get out there, I done paid my money. She better not be on no base. She better be in the air. I guarantee you that. Right now, I'd have been hanging with these
listen to me, Angela,
and ain't nobody said nothing to me about and her weight and all this.
Okay, Angela, can you hear me? I just wanted you to hear me clearly. I haven't seen these young ladies yet. Once I see them, I will critique what I think.
You don't even need to be calling me, because you ain't even seen nothing. So you calling me with some he said she's from some other parents that's been skinning and grinning in my face, and they now one of these said nothing to me. They done been in my house.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
They had parties over here with this competition every weekend, every other day, and they couldn't say nothing to me about my baby. I tell you what, why don't you call your girls on the three-way, Mr. Chip? If you can't call them on the three-way, never mind, I got them numbers. I call them on the three-way.
Okay. Look, ma'am, all I wanted to do was make you aware of the possibility that she may be a back.
Well, thank you. You have made me aware, and I guarantee you that if I bring my big yellow up there and come to the practice, I guarantee you she won't be no base. How much you want to bet on that, Mr. Chip?
Look, you don't quit hollering at me. And I told you I would try to take a look at these girls, but I tell you what, your daughter's going to be a base or she's going to be a back support, whichever I decide she's going to do.
Who in the f*** do you think you hollering at, Mr. Chip? That's not how this gonna go down. As a matter of fact, Ms. Chip, are you at the registration table today?
I'm here now while people are registering. Yes, I am.
Let me turn this around. I tell you what, I'm on my way up there. Why don't you and them parents that's been complaining, why don't all y'all come to the table and we gonna have come to Jesus meeting about where gonna be for this coming up season? Because I'm not gonna tolerate this. I done told you, I done paid my money, and this high is going down.
Has gained weight.
What is it to you whether gained weight or not? What does that have to do with her cheerleading?
Do you agree that probably bigger than most of the girls on the team?
It's not bigger than most of the girls on the team. Monique's daughter is bigger than, and she wasn't no base last year. They hyped her up, so she's gonna get up too. We all just gonna be big and plump up in the air. I done turned around and I'm headed to your little registration table.
Okay,
so you better be ready.
Before you get here, there's something else I need to tell you.
You ain't gotta tell me a thing. All you gotta do is have you and the parents around that table when I get there, because I'm on my way up there right now. Then y'all can say all y'all gotta say in my face.
Okay, well, I wanna, before you get here, I just wanna let you know. This is Nephew Tommy from the CEO.
I don't give a who this is on this phone. Wait. Hold on. What did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh. I'll be God. Lord, who put you on?
Rochelle. There's another parent named Rochelle. She told me y'all are good friends out there.
Oh, okay. So she want to prank call, huh? All right, we're going to see. The season starts. I'm going to hide her daughter uniform. She ain't going to be able to perform. If that will be looking for hers. How about that? Since y'all want to prank call me?
Oh, man. Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, the baddest radio show in the land?
None other than the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
She said, oh man, what?
Hey, let me tell you something. Chimon get mad. She started snitching on other children. Well, Monique's daughter, she ain't no flyer either.
But it gets her big ass up in the air.
I got love for my fellow cheer moms. Thank you, Junior.
Man, I swear to God, it's just competitive. They do not play.
Oh, no, we don't play. Speaking of which, high school cheer camp is coming up for Tasha. Let me make sure I'm all my.
I'm highly against that shirt. I would not.
I know.
Prank call by Tasha or nothing.
Well, let me ask Steve. Care. Steve, do you think I'm over the top as the cheer mom?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. You way too much. You got other parents scared and stuff. Yeah, you down here intimidating people and stuff in here. Pulling up in your car parking right at the door. Get out. Ain't no space for the door to open. You getting all up in front of the cheerleader thing. Tasha always got new cheer shoes on and everything. All her outfits fit. She get updated.
She's a champion.
Yeah, she first, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So that's too much?
Yeah. Oh, you way extra. Extra. Plus, everybody's scared of you anyway. They ain't said nothing.
They ain't gonna say nothing.
Tasha can be a fly, a bass, any damn thing because they scared of Carl.
All right, here we go. Coming up next, thanks, Junior, and for Tommy. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject, the neighbor had sex in my house. What? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.